Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Scales of Truth. This is a follow-up to my Supreme Court case episode here recently. I'm going to go a step further. How is it that people who imagine they can disenfranchise an entire state because they're mad that somebody made the ballot and is leading on the side that they don't even want, that they are not even a part of, that they don't identify with. It's not fair that the person leading the opposite side that I will ever even vote for is this particular candidate. That's not fair. He should be allowed. He did bad things. How is it that we don't consider these people a threat to our system? How is it that we don't understand and highlight that these people are truly tyrannical and a problem in a system where you're supposed to be able to vote as the most fundamental right? For someone to say, "F your fundamental right. If I can, I'm taking it the f away." How is that not person not belong in some Siberian camp? Because that is where they belong. And our tolerance for these type of people who have no tolerance for the exercise of freedom has to start getting lower. Now, I'm not saying we throw them in jail, although, geesh, oh brother, could we? But I am saying we have to vitriolically assassinate their character, because their character is worth assassinating because they don't believe you should be able to exercise a fundamental right. These people are a threat to the United States at the highest level. They aren't worthy of being able to exercise their opinions in the democracy / republic. Because they don't believe in it. They don't want it to be limited to opinions. They want to force you to only be able to do what they want. They don't want the chips to fall where they may. They don't want that. They want to load the dice instead. They want your wishes to not be a possibility as far as how the world might go, how the United States might go. These people are not worthy of exercising their opinion or even their voting rights. That's how lame they are. Now, I, as a libertarian, would never take away their voting rights. But that's different than saying this is a high-level threat to democracy. Now, if they were, you know, white or conservative, overwhelmingly, they'd already be on Morris D's bull Southern Poverty Law Center list of domestic terrorists, because they don't believe that you should have rights that the Constitution affords you. That's called a problem, in my opinion. But they'll never make Southern Poverty Law Center's bull list of domestic terrorist, which is always ironic to me whenever the liberal left talks about how much they care about colorblindness, yet all they can focus on to understand reality or to talk about reality is color. But let it be known, under no uncertain terms, like the 7 or 9 or 12 or 5 that we're behind, no, Coloradans should not be able to vote for who the f*** they want to. Nobody should be able to make a primary, no matter what the law, the land, has had time to do regarding a certain event and is decided against. Those are domestic terrorists. They are people who will take away your rights at any and all opportunities. They just tried using lawfare. They are domestic terrorists. Okay, guys, thanks for listening.